Proclamation number 0913 of 14th of May, 1939. Examining the Revelations. Most faithful devotion. Truth. Pay attention to the words that come to you today. It is indescribably difficult for the recipient of God's word to remain in the same confidence, and it requires the strongest faith in order to accept every word as divine revelation without doubt. But in the realization that every gift from above is subject to divine protection, it is of utmost importance that the receiver surrenders himself to the divine guidance in complete confidence. That he only ever accepts and is the doer of the office to receive and to impart. Any assessment of the gift is not his task, for the Lord, in his turn, considers in all wisdom whom he has called to do this, and on the other hand, the earthly child never has the ability to examine a divine gift as to its truthfulness. The right path to heaven's door can only be taken in the most faithful devotion. Divine strength and divine will rule over all power of darkness. Thus it is never to be feared that a child longing for God can itself in the snares of evil. For this is his strength, his protection and his security, that it strives towards the eternal deity, its creator and father. In such desire the opposing power cannot approach the human being and thus cannot exert any influence by expressing itself in the same way and using the human being's will for its own lowly purposes. You humans on earth are in a certain state of compulsion. You pay too much attention to earthly appearances. You do not recognize the origin and the fundamental evil of wrong thinking. A person seeking divinity endeavors to escape from the adversary, and whatever the person consciously takes a stance on also passes into him, and the adversary has to watch his endeavor powerlessly and has no influence unless the person falls back into his weaknesses and thus hands himself over to the adversary again. But the will, which is meant for the deity and only ever strives for unification with him, cannot be touched from another side, and therefore the human being need never fear that the spirit of untruth could express itself in such proclamations from above, and therefore all misgivings which could worry a truth-loving soul are invalid. The Father in heaven already chooses the right fighters for his name, and he will know how to dispel any misgivings, for the spirit from God is exceedingly wise, loving and just. Amen.